Hey folks, Dan Frio here with your market update for February 11th, 2025. So the big news for today is right through here. We are all on pins and needles waiting for Federal Chairman Powell to testify in front of Congress because hopefully he'll give us some insight on what their thinking is. So let me go into what I think they're going to be doing today, and I'm going to show you market reactions just to really no news out today. The bond market is not looking very good so far. So let's get to it. So we do every day on this channel is we go over where mortgage rates are. We talk about mortgage programs, and the reason being is, my name is Dan Frio. Hopefully I'm your nationwide mortgage loan officer because I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And our slogan here is one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. So how do we do that? Well, I work at a bank that's federally chartered, and that gives me the federal charter where I can help anybody in the whole country. But the cool thing about it is we're also set up with 30 different lenders. So I have the ability to use their programs and their products. How do you get involved in this and how do you reach out to me? I'll give you all my information at the end of this video. So stay tuned. And if you're having a little bit of a tough time getting a hold of us, I just changed companies. So don't fret. We got you. And even if you're a client of ours right now, please, if you're having a tough time getting a hold of me, please email me at dan@theRateUpdate.com. But without further ado, let's get over to these things. That's why you're here. So mortgage rates ticked down just a hair yesterday. That's not going to be long lived today because the bond market isn't liking going in to Federal Chairman Powell's testimony. So let's get over to the economic calendar for today. The only thing we have out today is Federal Chairman Powell. He's going to speak in front of Congress. What's he going to say? That's what's going to be analyzed. And basically, every word he says is going to be analyzed. Okay, so the rest of the week, we have inflationary numbers. We have CPI, the consumer inflation numbers. And then on Thursday, we have producer inflation numbers. And then on Friday, we have retail sales. And that's going to tell us how robust the consumer is. Let's get over to the headlines that we saw. Treasury yields are rising, waiting for Federal Chairman Powell's congressional testimony. What are they concerned about? Well, they're concerned right down through here. They're concerned with tariffs. They're concerned with a whole bunch of other things. Investors are unpacking a week full of economic data. We have the CPI coming out on Wednesday, and then we have the PPI coming out on Thursday. The concern here is right through, I think it was right through here. Where is it? If the tariffs go into effect for a while, disrupted food supply chains result in increased inflation, then I would say investors are going to worry. Right now, especially with the CPI numbers on Wednesday and the PPI Thursday, expected to show year-over-year declines in both the headlines and the core. I'm going to say I'm on that bandwagon. So let's get over to what they're expecting, and we're going to go in this in more detail tomorrow. The core CPI is exposed to, the previous reading was 0.2, is supposed to inch up a little bit to 0.3, and then the year-over-year is 2.9 to 2.9. So they're not really showing any decreases here, but I'm expecting a little bit of a shocker number here. Not huge miss, but maybe by 0.1. It's not big, but it's big enough to move the markets. So we're going to wait for tomorrow's data, but today is going to be congressional day. So here's what the Federal Reserve is looking at. They're looking at this saying, okay, this is our federal funds rate. We're trying to tag this to inflation, and we know inflation's about 3%, so I think they're a little over target there, but that's a story for another day. Then we have the PCE. This is the inflation number that they focus in on. So why aren't these equal? Great question. Okay, so now we got the unemployment rate. It's at 4%. It keeps ticking down, and the Federal Reserve thought this was going to tick up all the way to 4-5%, pushing us possibly into a recession. So that didn't happen, thank goodness. And then we have GDP, which is still robust at plus 2.3%. So we got a good economy. We have the unemployment rate at basically historic lows, and we have the PCE, which is a little bit elevated over 2%, but it's coming down in line. So this is what they're going to focus in on, and this is what basically Congress is going to ask Federal Chairman Powell. They're going to drill him. So every comment he makes is going to be analyzed. So right through here, if you have inflation at 2.6% and you have the federal funds rate at 4.25, you go over here. So again, inflation's at 2.6. Let's say inflation's at 3. How's wage growth? Is it keeping up? Well, it is keeping up. Wage growth for all employees, production and non-farm payroll is up 3.8 and 3.9. Let's say 4% year over year. So at least wages are keeping up. We're a little bit outpacing inflation. Might not feel like it, but that's truly what's going on. So let's go over to the bond market. market, the bond market is getting hammered right now. It's down 26 ticks. What does that mean? It means mortgage rates are going to go up. Okay. All you need to know on this channel, if you're new to the channel, we've watched the mortgage-backed security bond. This is how we figure out what's going on with rates. This bond's yield is the biggest component of your mortgage rate. This bond trades on Wall Street. You might have it in your portfolio. So don't look at the 10-year treasury. Don't look at any other, you know, numbers. You have to focus in on the MBS right through here, mortgage-backed security. It's a bond that trades on Wall Street. Okay, how this works, this is the price of the bond. All you need to know is if a bond price goes up, yields come down. So we want the prices to go up so mortgage rates come down. If the price goes down, mortgage rates are going up, so we don't want that. So if you look at a five-day chart, it's all over the map. We were over here, we were basically stagnant yesterday, and then we took a dive off the cliff. So not looking good right through here, but today will be hopefully a different story. So that's what we're going to focus in on. Right now, the equity markets are taking it on the chin. This is a bad day. I always say, you know, look at this Cinderella story. Well, now it's not. We got red in the indices, we got green in oil, and we got green on the 10-year treasury. That means these are up. We don't want these up. We want these up and these down. So that's what's happening right now in cryptocurrencies. Bitcoin is now at 96,000. It was 106 not too long ago. And we just checked out oil. Oil is climbing right now based on supply worries and the Trump tariffs. So Trump tariffs are that is the buzzword all over the country that we're seeing right now. So that's what our report is so far for today. So interest rates are going up, oil is going up, and the stock market is coming down. Not a very good day for investors or home buyers or refinancers. So let's get over to one last quick public service I have for you guys. Did you subscribe to the Do Not Call list? And did it work? Well, that's what I'm hoping this thing works a little bit better. What this thing is here, it removes you from the what we call trigger leads. So when I pull your credit, or maybe another company pulls your credit, if you're looking for a mortgage or a car, that data, your financial data is sold. So if you want to stop that, kind of like your data sold for the Do Not Call list, well, this is financial data. So if you want to stop that, go to optoutprescreener.com, scroll down to the bottom, subscribe to it. Hopefully it works better than the Do Not Call list, because I put myself on there about 100 times and I still get calls every day. So over to who I am, what do I do? Again, my name is Dan Frio. I do have something to tell you guys right now. If you're trying to get a hold of me by phone, my phone systems are in the transit over to the new bank. So be patient with us. If you need me, what you'll need to do is just shoot me an email, or I'll put my cell phone number down below in the description. So if you really need some assistance, please feel free to call my cell or shoot me an email. But right now, if you want to get involved, here's what I do. I work at a bank that's federally chartered, so it gives me licenses throughout the whole country. But the cool thing is we're also set up, we're a mortgage broker as well, and we're set up with 30 different lenders. So how does this work? Well, you apply with me, I pull your credit, it's one credit pool, and then I'm going to shop your loan. I can use their products and their rates, okay, as well as our bank's products and rates. So if you want to get involved in this and have one application, one credit pool, and we're going to shop your loan over 30 different lenders, not only for products, but for their rates. But if you have the ability to do this on your own, God bless you. Just go ahead and do it. Reach out there and try to just keep emailing people to just find out who's got the best rate in the whole country. But if you want to partner with me, I'd love to partner with you. I'd take you basically from application to either keys in your hand or you're signing the documents. How do you get involved? Well, go to therateupdate.com. Our Apply Now tab is working, and our one-on-one consultation is working. But what's not working right now is our 800 number and my cell phone number. I'm moving that over as well. So you go down through here. If you need to get a hold of me, please schedule a consultation or shoot me an email at dan@therateupdate.com. I am working to get all these systems fixed. They should be fixed in probably the next 24 to 48 hours. So sorry for the inconvenience, but if you really need me, that's how you can reach out to me. Look forward to talking with you. And if you got any questions, please send them over here. If you just have a comment, go ahead and put those down below. But if you really need me with questions or things like that, just shoot me an email. Make sure you put in your name and your phone number. I'll be sure to call you back and go over that question, any other questions that you have. So thank you so much for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic afternoon. Keep us in your prayers. And I'll be back here later today with the closing bell to let you guys know how all this mess ends for the day. Thanks for watching. Bye-bye.